Good morning, and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Tuesday, April 9th. On today's show, we have two exciting headlines. First, we'll discuss the latest offer letter that has been making waves, and then we'll dive into the intriguing story behind Only the Recipe. Plus, we'll chat about the new DB Pro feature and the latest updates on config SDKs. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with a new AI-powered platform called Offer Letter that is making waves on Product Hunt. The tool allows users to practice behavioral and technical interview questions for product management, finance, consulting, and tech jobs. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly does Offer Letter enable users to do?
David, Offer Letter leverages AI to provide realistic mock interviews tailored to specific roles. Users can select from product management, finance, consulting, or tech tracks. And the AI interviewer will ask a mix of behavioral and technical questions commonly encountered in those fields. The platform then analyzes the user's responses and provides feedback on areas for improvement.
Interesting. Preparing for interviews, especially in competitive fields, can be daunting. How might a tool like Offer Letter help candidates gain an edge?
Practice is key when it comes to acing interviews. An Offer Letter allows users to hone their skills in a low-pressure environment. By familiarizing themselves with common questions and formulating thoughtful responses, candidates can build confidence and perform better when it counts. The AI's ability to provide targeted feedback is also valuable, as it helps users identify blind spots and refine their interview techniques.
What has the reaction been like so far from the Product Hunt community?
The reception on Product Hunt has been quite positive, with many praising Offer Letter for its innovative use of AI in career preparation. Several users have commented on the realistic nature of the mock interviews and the helpfulness of the feedback. There seems to be particular excitement around the platform's potential to level the playing field for job seekers by making high-quality interview practice more accessible.
As AI continues to advance, it will be fascinating to see how it shapes the job search and hiring landscape. Tools like Offer Letter offer a glimpse into a future where technology can help candidates better showcase their skills and potential. Thanks for the insights, Michael. On a different note, if you've ever searched for a recipe online, you know how frustrating it can be to scroll through paragraphs of backstory and personal anecdotes before getting to the actual recipe. A new tool called Only the Recipe aims to solve that problem. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly does Only the Recipe do?
Only the Recipe is a web-based tool that extracts just the core recipe, the ingredient list, and cooking directions from any recipe website URL. It cuts out all the extra fluff and life story that recipe bloggers often include before the recipe itself. The goal is to help home cooks get to the information they actually need much faster, without having to scroll and skim through non-recipe content.
That does sound very handy. I imagine many people will appreciate being able to access recipes more directly. How does Only the Recipe actually work on a technical level to identify and extract just the recipe?
The details are a bit unclear since it just launched, but presumably Only the Recipe uses some form of web scraping technology, likely in combination with natural language processing or machine learning, to intelligently parse the content of recipe web pages. It needs to be able to reliably distinguish between the core recipe text and the extraneous backstory and other non-recipe page elements. With recipe websites all having different layouts and writing styles, that's an impressive technical challenge that Only the Recipe seems to have solved.
Very interesting. Do you think tools like Only the Recipe could impact the business model and strategies of recipe websites and bloggers? It seems to cut the user engagement they get from their backstories and personal writing.
It's a great question. Many recipe sites rely on engaged readers and lengthy page visits to generate ad revenue. Tools like Only the Recipe could reduce the monetization potential, which may force a change in how online recipes are published and monetized. However, the recipe publishers could potentially embrace and integrate tools like this themselves, offering recipe-only modes as an alternative way to engage visitors. It will be interesting to see how the recipe publishing ecosystem evolves in response to these new web extraction capabilities.
Thanks for the insights on how Only the Recipe is shaking up the online cooking space. Shifting gears to another product making waves, a new AI-driven data management platform called ChatToDB Pro has launched on Product Hunt and is already gaining traction with developers. Over 1 million are already using the platform, according to the company. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly does ChatToDB Pro enable developers to do?
ChatToDB Pro bills itself as an AI-driven data development and analysis platform. It aims to make working with databases much easier and more intuitive for developers by allowing them to interact with their data using natural language. So rather than writing complex SQL queries, developers can simply ask questions or give instructions to the system in plain English. The AI then translates that into the appropriate database commands on the back end.
That certainly sounds appealing from a developer productivity standpoint. What are some of the key use cases or pain points that ChatToDB Pro is trying to address for its users?
Well, working with databases has traditionally required specialized knowledge of query languages like SQL. This creates a barrier for many developers who may be experts in other areas like front-end or application development, but struggle with the complexities of databases. ChatToDB Pro aims to democratize access to data by making databases accessible to any developer, regardless of their experience level. This can speed up development cycles and enable more rapid prototyping and iteration.
And it seems the developer community is responding positively so far, with ChatToDB Pro already attracting a significant user base. Do we have any other details on adoption or how developers are putting the platform to use?
The company says over 1 million developers have already started using ChatToDB Pro, which is quite impressive for a new product launch. While they haven't shared many specifics, it's easy to imagine a wide range of applications, everything from quickly pulling business metrics for a reporting dashboard to prototyping a new application feature using sample data. The natural language interface really opens up a lot of possibilities.
It will be interesting to see how ChatToDB Pro evolves and what kind of ecosystem develops around the platform. Democratizing access to data feels like an important trend, and it's exciting to see AI being applied in this way. On a related note, a new project called Fing SDKs is aiming to make it easier for developers to work with APIs by automatically generating software development kits, or SDKs. The project relies heavily on the OpenAPI specification, originally known as Swagger. Here with more details is our correspondent. So tell us, how important has the OpenAPI spec been for enabling projects like this?
The OpenAPI specification and the Swagger tools that preceded it have really become the de facto standard for describing and documenting APIs in a machine-readable way. By providing a standardized format, OpenAPI allows tools to automatically generate code, documentation, and other artifacts from an API description. So it's fair to say that without OpenAPI, a project like Config SDKs probably wouldn't be possible, or at least would require a lot more manual effort.
And it looks like Config SDKs is leveraging some cutting-edge AI technologies as well, right? How are they using tools like ChatGPT to enhance the generated SDKs?
Yes, the Config SDKs project is using OpenAI's ChatGPT language model to automatically augment the generated SDKs with additional features and documentation. By analyzing the API description and any available documentation, ChatGPT can infer additional context about what the API does and how it should be used and incorporate that information into the SDK. The project is also using ChatGPT to automatically categorize APIs based on their functionality.
Fascinating. Any other notable technologies being leveraged in this project?
Another key piece of the puzzle is Apollo, a popular open-source GraphQL client and API gateway. The Config SDKs project is using Apollo to pull metadata about API providers, as well as to extract keywords that can be used to categorize and organize the generated SDKs. By combining all of these technologies, OpenAPI, ChatGPT, and Apollo, the Config SDKs project is able to automate a lot of the tedious and time-consuming work involved in creating and maintaining SDKs.
It's an ambitious undertaking, but one that could have a big impact on developer productivity. Thanks for breaking down the Config SDK's project for us, a new effort to streamline API integration by automatically generating enhanced SDKs. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on this one to see how it develops. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.